faster.
Hallelujah. Amen. So this fourth session on the training on the singing of hymns, we will just finish the last part of the chapter that we were on before. If you don't have that, I printed that last. It's a very short section here. There's a one-page handout in the back if you want to get that, because I think it'd be good to read a little bit of this together first. And then we'll go on to something. Does someone have their Bible with the Old Testament? Before we read this, and there are also some hymnals back there that are still for sale, I was asked this question concerning... I think I might have mentioned this, that when the children of Israel went to battle, often it was the singers who were in the front line. They went first. And so I was asked this, why do the singers go first? Usually you would think the archers go first or the chariots go first or something. Anyway, I wasn't sure I had a good answer for that, but I do think the principle of Jericho gives us some window into this. When they were going to take the good land, that's the first city they were to take when they entered over, crossed over into the Jordan. And you know, they took Jericho by just walking around the city, right? Walking around the city, not saying anything, not quietly, actually. But eventually, after on the last day, they walked around seven times, and then they, you know, gave a great shout, a big praise, and then the walls came down. So I think there's some principle here that it's not our physical fighting that wins the warfare. It's our praises to the Lord that wins the warfare. And in David's appointing of the services after he recovered the tabernacle from the Philistines, after they took the tabernacle and was recovering it and bringing it back to Jerusalem, I want to read a few verses for you in 1 Chronicles chapter 9. The first one is in verse 16. This is the genealogy of those returning to the genealogy of the returned children of Israel. And in verse 16 it says, I'm sorry, verse 9, 33. Verse 33 says, and these are the singers. These are the singers. Heads of fathers' houses of the Levites who dwelt in the chambers and were free from other service. Their service was to sing.
Hallelujah.
They were freed from other service. Juan, we've got to get into this service group and get, you know, get freed from other service, right? For they were employed in their work night and day. They sang all the time. They sang all the time. And it's not just a matter of, you know, it's a matter of the singing is the praises, is the worship to God. So they were employed in this. Then in chapter 15 of 1 Chronicles, if you want to write these down, the first one is 1 Chronicles 9, 33, and then 1 Chronicles 15, verse 16, it starts. And this is in a section, a longer section, that is titled, Taking Care of the Habitation of the Ark of God. So chapter 13, 14, 15, and 16 is all in this section. And starting chapter 15, verse 16, and David told the leaders of the Levites to appoint their brothers as singers with musical instruments, harps, lyres, loud-sounding cymbal, to raise sounds of joy, to rejoice, right? So the Levites appointed Heman, the son of Joel, and his brothers, Asaph, the son of Berechiah, and the sons of Merari, and their brothers, Ethan, and it mentions all these names for, how many verses here? Till verse 29, the singers are mentioned. And then it says, and when the Ark of the Covenant of Jehovah came to the city of David, this is when he's bringing the Ark up, came to the city of David, Michael, the daughter of Saul, looked down through a window and saw King David dancing and playing, and she despised him in her heart. So David was rejoicing. The ark is back. The Lord's presence is back. And he was, and the singers were there, and they were all praising the Lord and singing. Of course, his wife had a kind of not a good attitude, but anyway, he danced before the Lord, right? Then 2 Chronicles 5, and this is the dedication of Solomon's temple. So now after David, he brought all the materials to build the temple, but Solomon built the temple. And in the dedication of Solomon's temple, 2 Chronicles 5, verse 12, and all the Levitical singers, Asaph, Heman, Jeduthun, and their sons and their brothers, clothed in fine linen, with cymbals and with harps, with lyres, were standing east of the altar, and 120 priests who blew the trumpets were with them. And when the trumpets and the singers were one to make themselves heard with one voice in praising and giving thanks to Jehovah, and when they lifted up their voice with trumpets and with cymbals and with musical instruments in praise to Jehovah, saying, for he is good, for his loving kindness is forever, then the house of Jehovah was filled with a cloud, and the priests were not able to stand and minister because of the cloud, for the glory of Jehovah filled the house of Jehovah, the house of God. So in David's thought, and in the Old Testament picture, you know, that we have, this matter of praise is foremost. And there were saints who were, you know, that was their service. They were praising day and night, they were singing. And they were the ones who were, even at the dedication of Solomon's temple, they were the ones offering up their praise to God in song and with instruments. And then Jehovah filled the house of God. In 1 Chronicles 6:31, it talks about the service of song. Just read that to you. This is not an extensive study. I just did a quick search before I went up to Albany with the trainees. 1 Chronicles 6. And these are they whom David set over the service of song. in the house of Jehovah after the ark was at rest. And they ministered before the tabernacle of the tent of meeting with singing until Solomon built the house of Jehovah in Jerusalem, and they attended to their service according to their order. And these are they who attended, and their sons of the Kohathites, Heman the singer, the son of Joel, the son of Samuel. And Heman is also mentioned at the forefront of going to war in several places. So that's kind of where I picked that up. Okay. Now, in this selecting hymns in the prayer meeting, I think it's good to read the first portion together. So let's read this first couple of paragraphs. Selecting hymns in the prayer meeting. Now, let us consider how to select hymns in the prayer meeting. Wait a minute, doesn't look like everybody's got it. Do you have it? Okay, let's try again. Now, let us consider how to select hymns in the prayer meeting. Suppose in the meeting we sense that the atmosphere is depressed, the enemy's attack is there, and the spirit of the saints is very heavy. Perhaps the church has some problems, or some brothers and sisters are ill and have suffered some hardships in their homes. How should we select him in this situation? Like the table meeting, the prayer meeting has different sections. The table meeting has 10 sections, but the prayer meeting may be for spiritual warfare, for spiritual pursuit, for the gospel work, for the revival of the church, for specific matters, or for general. So they have 6 sections here. When the atmosphere of the meeting is depressed, we need prayers of spiritual warfare. Although the Lord's table meeting and the prayer meeting are different in their nature, content, and items, their course is the same. In selecting a hymn, we also hold to the principle that the meaning of the words in the hymn must match the feeling we sense in the meeting. So this is the same in the Lord's table meeting, in the fellowship meeting, in the prayer meeting. We need to exercise to sense the feeling in the meeting first, to open up. And especially in the table meeting, as we saw last week, by listening to the prayers of the saints, you can see where their feeling is, what part has touched them, what part of what stanza touched them. And we need to pray according to that and follow that. The anointing is there. And stay on that anointing. And then some should consider what hymn would strengthen this feeling or this. Maybe it's a topic on, you know, on the Lord's suffering or something. So we should consider maybe another hymn would, you know, uplift that feeling. Well, it's the same in the prayer meeting. If we come to the prayer meeting, as Brother Lee mentioned here, we sense kind of depressed. We know some of the saints may be going through something. The church is going through something. There's a kind of an atmosphere. Then we need hymns of spiritual warfare. We need prayers of spiritual warfare. So we need to sing something that would stir us and open us up to pray these types of hymns. So we have a section in our hymnal on spiritual warfare. So the first place to look is probably in that section. We also have a section in our hymnal on prayers, right? So we're going to look at some of the hymns from these sections. Let's read the first part of the next paragraph maybe. Let's read that. After singing, we should pray one after another. Sometimes when the allotted time for a prayer meeting is long, we need to use a hymn to fill the time, stir up the saints, and maintain the spirit. We can sing hymns 890, Hallelujah, Christ is Victor. Okay. Yeah. It's better not to sing the whole hymn, he said. It's sufficient only to sing some with his chorus. He's trying to stir up the feeling. Okay. So let's turn to hymn 890. The Chinese is 644. And the Spanish is 401. And let's sing a few verses of this hymn. 890. Spanish 401, Chinese 444. 644. Amen.
Hallelujah, Christ is victor, tell where every breath that the Savior still is conqueror over sin and death. Hallelujah, Christ is victor, tell where'er you go that the Lord is still the conqueror over every foe. Let's sing verse 2 faster. Hallelujah, Christ is victor, pain and sickness flee. When we plead the name of Jesus, my victory. Hallelujah, Christ is victor, tell where'er you go that the Lord is still the conqueror over every... Verse 3. Hallelujah, Christ is victor, therefore do and dare. Go wherever Jesus sends you in prevailing prayer. Hallelujah, Christ is victor, tell where'er you go that the Lord is still the conqueror over every foe. Let's go on. Hallelujah, Christ is victor, no defeat nor fear. Evermore must dim thy vision, Christ the way we clear. Hallelujah, Christ is victor, tell where'er you go that the Lord is still the conqueror over every foe. Hallelujah, Christ is victor, shall ring. Come ye conquerors, come, there join the conquering King. Hallelujah, Christ is victor, tell where'er you go that the Lord is still the conqueror over every foe.
I don't know how you feel. Let's have a few prayers. Hallelujah! Lord, you're the victor! Praise the Lord! Oh, you're victor over every foe! Amen! Right! Hallelujah! Yes! Go wherever Jesus sends you. Amen. In prevailing prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This hymn is very uplifting. You know, if you, the meeting is kind of down, boy, this certainly should help us to, you know, rise up, pick up. Then he mentions another hymn. We also can sing hymn 880. This hymn strengthens the brothers and sisters in their inner feeling to oppose Satan. After the prayer, when the Spirit has been released to the point that our utterance has been exhausted, we may express this feeling through a hymn. So 880 is Chinese 640 and Spanish 396. Let's turn to 880. And again, let's sing it, and then we can have some prayer from this hymn, whatever touches you. Both of these hymns... Wait a minute. No, okay. This hymn is Watchman Nee. Amen.
To the foe my word is always no, to the Father it is yes, that His plan and all His counsel He accomplished with success. When thine orders I'm obeying,
Grant me, Lord, authority to fulfill Thy plan eternal through the Spirit's power in me. To the foe my word is always no, to the Father it is yes. This my attitude eternal, may the Lord protect and bless. Lest while walking in obedience, Satan undermine the way. When I'm listening to Thine orders, grant me mercy, Lord, I pray. To the foe my word is always no, to the Father it is yes. I will obey Him, though deep suffering may oppress. If the Lord will save and keep me, as I forward press with Him, let no trials shall prevent me, nor will opposite grin. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Right. It is yes. Amen. Amen. And bless. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Oh Lord, lest while walking in obedience, Satan undermine the way. While I'm listening to Thine orders, grant me mercy, Lord, I pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Obey your
order. Yes.
Lord, grant me, Lord, your authority.
Amen.
Fulfill your plan eternal.
Amen.
Power in me.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Right. So this strengthens our feeling to oppose the enemy, to say no to the enemy, and to obey the Lord, to say yes to the Lord. Through obedience, we have the authority and the power. In this section, I just want to sing two other hymns or part of them. Another of Watchman Nee's hymns is 887, and this is also in the section on spiritual warfare, but it opens with the phrase, "The name of Jesus is our stand, it is our victory." Right? Let's sing a couple of verses of this. Yeah.
The name of Jesus stand, it is our victory. Not on ourselves do we rely, but mighty Lord on Thee. Our weapons are not arms, flesh, but arms, Spirit, sword, and God's whole arm.
Yeah. Suffering even more sore, posing us. Right. In the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. It's very experiential, this hymn. This is one of the first hymns by Watchman Nee that I learned when I came into the church life. And it's a real treasure to me. And, you know, when we first began to record the Hymns of Life and Truth, I titled the first album, The Name of Jesus is Our Stand. So we started with a spiritual warfare song, you know. But that album is more on hymns on the name, but it's quite striking here. And this, to me, is very experiential as the sisters read this verse that... The devil knows his time is short. Number three, by his wiles would weaken us before the battle's waged. To me, this expresses a lot of our Tuesdays. A lot of things happen on Tuesdays before the prayer meeting to weaken us. Because the battle is waged in the prayer meeting. That's where the battle's going on. And Brother Nee, in writing this, had this thought, you know. His wiles, his schemes, his plan. He has got plots and schemes. He knows how to, you know, get to us. And it's surprising, and not surprising actually, if you think about it, that on Tuesdays they come stronger. You know, where many times you come, you're so tired. Sometimes you don't make it to the meeting. You say, I'm so tired, Lord, I just can't make it. What does that mean? The devil won. You didn't make it to the meeting. If you make it to the meeting, you'll go away from the prayer meeting much more strengthened than you came. I love the prayer meeting. Actually, I usually go there dead tired. And I always come away in rejoicing and strengthened, you know. This is really tremendous. And I also feel this, where is do not let your brothers down? Which one is that? Is that here? That's also, yeah, that's two. Yeah. If one through fear should backward turn, he undermines the rest. That's quite striking. We need each other. We're fighting the battle in the body. We're not fighting it on our own. So we really need each other in the spiritual warfare. And these hymns help remind us of this. So the next one I want to sing is actually Fight the Battle in the Body. That's Brother Lee's hymn, 885. We have 637 Chinese, Spanish 398. I felt bad we don't have the Spanish for 887. We need to write a translation for 887. Amen.
Fight the battle in the body. shall join, fight the battle on the throne, fight the battle.
Strengthens more this matter of the fighting is not individual. We're not fighting against the devil alone. Actually, we can never defeat the devil individually. But we are in the body. We're standing with the body, right? And we're members of the body, right? And we keep on wrestling in the body. And we may not see the result right away, but don't be discouraged. Keep fighting the battle. Keep fighting the battle. Oftentimes, those of you who studied chemistry, you know, for us a scale is something in the bathroom you get on to weigh yourself, you know. But in chemistry, the scale is, you know, what do you call that? A balance. It's like a balance. So you have the amount of chemical here on this side, and you keep adding the weight on this side to find out how much this substance weighs, and it doesn't tip till the very last weight. You may put 100 weights on there and it seems like nothing's happening, but finally the last little, you know, I don't know what milligram or something, and then that's it, right? Prayer is the same. We keep praying, we keep praying. You don't think much is going on, but don't worry, the milligrams are adding up. Then eventually, whoom, then the Lord answers something. So we have to continue. It's a battle. It's a fight. And we're not fighting against flesh and blood. We're fighting against principalities and powers. So we don't see it. We don't see the results. But eventually, you see something. Eventually you see. You know. We were... I started going to Columbia in 1981, I think. 82. When Lazarus' son was there. And went through... Many, whenever our young people were there, we would go there, right? And so, you know, Dana Wu went, and then Sam Kim's sister went to Barnard, so we would go there. We kept going, we kept going. Not much fruit in the beginning from the gospel. Not much fruit. Not much fruit. But eventually, after, you know, I don't know if it was 12 or 15 years, eventually, Brandy, you know, now Person Malia, she was gained off of the Columbia campus. You know, and then there were others that were gained off the Columbia campus. Paul Neeson was gained off the Columbia campus. So, you know, there eventually, you know, it takes time, you know, for us to bear the fruit. And I went to, we started going to, what year were you saved, Leah? Okay, in 1990, Sonny Wing went to NYU. And we labored for a whole year. And every week I went there and we had lunch together and read a life study, preached the gospel to his friends. No, nothing happened, nothing happened. And then the next year, Leah shows up. She gets saved. And she was, what was it, 89? Okay, so 88 I was there with him. So it takes some time sometimes. But then you get someone, I mean, then Leah brought like 18 of her friends and they got saved and they came to the Lord. She was, you know, very fruitful. But, you know, the Lord, it takes time. You have to, you know. And we needed homes near the campuses in Manhattan. That's a hard job. There are $1 million, $2 million homes there. You can't just, you know, anybody just get a home there. But after years of prayer and fighting the battle, eventually this home, then that home, this apartment, that home. And now we have saints, you know, Tillin's living very close to Columbia. We have homes around these universities that these college students can go to, bring their friends. So we keep fighting. Amen. Keep fighting the battle in the body and the Lord will break through. Amen. Okay, now I want to just go through, I don't know how much time we have, but I have 12 hymns from the section on prayer. So the first one is Watchman Nee's only hymn in the section on prayer, 767. Chinese 554. I don't think we have this translated into Chinese, okay? Into Spanish. 767. Teach us to pray that we may cause the enemy to flee, that we his evil power may bind his prisoners to flee. Sing verse 1 again. Teach us to pray that we may cause the enemy to flee, that we his evil power may bind his prisoners to free. Teach us to pray and firmly stand upon the battleground, to fight and break the stronghold down, the enemy confound. Just to pray and use thy rod in strong prevailing prayer, beneath thy breath to shake the air and powers of the air. We are prayer and faith, oh may we learn to labor. This is a prayer in the section on prayer, the teaching, and it's talking about teach us to pray that we may cause the enemy to flee. But you know, you could be singing this, it's as much spiritual warfare as anything else we've sang, you know, so far. But it's very real that our spiritual warfare is through prayer. It's by prayer, right? That we may bind the evil power, set the prisoners free. No one gets saved without prayer. No one. You have to bind the strong men, release them from the the trap and the slavery of sin and of the world. We have to pray for them. And then we need to firmly stand upon this battleground. Break the stronghold down through the prayers. Enemy confound. And then teach us to pray and use thy rod in strong prevailing prayer beneath thy blood to shake the earth. Amen. Let's read the last verse together. By prayer and faith, oh, may we learn to labor, Lord, with thee. No, the victory is ours. Amen. So we're just kind of going to walk through a little bit of these portions. 769 is next. We'll just sing a couple of verses of this. This is Brother Lee's hymn, Prayer in the Holiest. Also very good for your personal time. The first nine verses are here I find the throne of grace, right? Now in my spirit, deeper still. The last two verses are then, whenever we meet to pray, right? All our spirits will release. So it's expressing, the writer here, who's Brother Lee, is expressing his experience of prayer, spending time with the Lord in prayer. There is a personal side. We all need to spend time personally before the Lord and pray personally. Hymn 812 is a very good hymn for that, right? I come before thy throne of grace, right? And that's we're not going to cover that tonight, but it's on the section study of the Word. But no, I come to thee, dear Lord, my heart doth thirst for thee. Of thee I eat, of thee I drink, enjoy thee thoroughly. So in that sheet that I gave you a few weeks ago on hymns for personal use, this number is there. Yeah. And the 813 is there. How many of you don't have that sheet on hymns that to be used in personal? Okay. So we'll... Oh, just a few of you don't have it. Oh, yeah. Raise your hand if you don't have that sheet. Okay. So we need to make more of that. Yeah, maybe. Oh, she's going to make some. Okay, good. It looks like about 50 copies. Anyway, we compiled hymns that are easier for you to use in your personal time. And some of them are like this. Hymn 813, the other one I was starting to sing, is similar. I come before thy throne of grace, with hungry heart on thee to feed, thy grace and mercy to receive, to help me in this hour of need. So you have these kinds of hymns that are very helpful in our personal time with the Lord. But what Brother Lee's writing here in this one is from that personal time where our spirit is strengthened, the grace is flowing, we receive grace, right? I don't think we sang verse 9, but here I find the throne of grace where the living water flows as a river full of grace into me, grace to bestow. So by spending the time with the Lord, praying to the Lord, then we're filled with grace. So whenever we come together, then the grace can flow out corporately in the prayer meeting. And then hymn 770, which is a marvelous hymn for the prayer meeting. Oftentimes, here in the Jamaica district, we would call this hymn earlier in the meeting, kind of just to stir up our spirit, right? We sang that at the beginning of this meeting, right? Let's just sing the last verse.
To the Spirit turn, turn, and the empty breath burn, touch the living fountain of life. To the Spirit turn, and the senses burn, touch the living fountain of life. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
That's a very good one. Very stirring. Stirs up our spirit to pray. then 771 is another hymn by Brother Lee. That's Chinese 558, Spanish 329. This is a very precious hymn. Let's sing a few verses of this one. A little faster. In spirit only we would pray, ourselves by thee possessed, that from our spirit Christ the Lord as incense be expressed. Verse 4. Rain, grace, and mercy as a stream from out the throne does flow, refreshing in the hour of need. How rich, how sweet to know.
6.
Though griefs and trials are pressed, we will not anxious be, but upon thee cast and set our spirit free. Oh, may I concentrate be in fellowship with thee, by prayer and incense offering, thy spirit leading me.
This hymn is very helpful. Many times coming to the prayer meeting, we may feel we're not, you know, just too much sin, or, you know, we feel under it or out of it or condemned. But we have to remember it's only by the blood. The veil is rent and opened is a new and living way with boldness through my good day today. No, it's with boldness through the precious blood. We come to thee to pray. So we always need the covering, the cleansing of the blood. And we can never forget that. Every time we come to pray, whether in the prayer meeting or not, we need to come under the precious blood. And you know, this verse talks about our own griefs and trials, and we have our own needs, but when we come together in the prayer meeting, we lay those aside to pray what's on the Lord's heart. Forget about your problems and just, you know, open up to the Lord has need that He wants us to pray for. Now, hymn 772, unfortunately we don't have a Spanish translation, Chinese 555. This hymn, to me, is a very special hymn because of the chorus. Let's read the chorus together. Here together we would pray, touch the highest and the best, till our spirits mingled are, and thy church is built and blessed. This hymn puts together the prayer meeting with the building up of the church. We want to pray until our spirits are mingled. That's our spirit with the Lord. And thy church is built and blessed. So, I've always treasured this hymn, and we often sing it in the prayer meeting to help us to remember what we're doing here is not just praying for needs and praying for... We pray for the saints' needs, we pray for the church's burdens and so forth, but in this prayer, by touching the Lord together, contacting the Lord and being mingled with Him together, letting Him lead us in the prayer, there's building going on. There's transformation going on. There's some, you know, organic salvation going on. So let's sing a few of these verses.
Lord, we meet to see thy face and in one accord to pray.
Five and six without the chorus.
May our prayers expression give to thy spirit's mind alone, praying not by our desire, but according to thine own. Though with temple matters pressed, channel me.
verse 7.
Here we seek thy listening ear. May thy living water flow. When thy grace doth satisfy, only then thy word will know. Here together we will pray. Touch the highest and the best. Till our spirits mingle down. And my church is built and blessed.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Maybe you can declare the verse that touched you the most. Just, amen.
Here together we would pray.
Right.
Touch the highest and the best.
Amen.
Our spirit,
amen.
And the church is
built and
blessed.
Hallelujah. Right. Amen. Yes. Amen. 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 Right. Proceed. Amen. Right. Praying not by our desire, but according. That's my favorite stanza, verse 5. That our prayers would give expression to the Lord. And pray according to the Spirit's mind, the Spirit's leading, not by our desire, but according to His own. So this is our, you know, it's good to sing about this, to pray about, you know, that we would have the realization that we're not here just, you know, bringing our problems and praying according to our own desires. We're here seeking the Lord's leading in the prayer meeting. And that's how the church is being built and blessed. We're not here for our own thing. We're here for the Lord's purpose, right? If it were up to us, we have better things to do. But because we love the Lord and we want Him to accomplish His purpose, then we're willing to be here to fight the battle in the body. Hymn 775 is a treasured one. Emmy Barber, let's sing a little bit of this one. This is 559 in Spanish, 330 in Spanish, 559 in Chinese.
In the mighty name of Jesus, when we bow before the throne, many deadly foes are vanquished, many victories are won. Mighty name, mighty name, in the name above we pray. Conquer Satan, death and sin. When we plead the name of Jesus, Satan and his host must flee. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, in thy name is victory. Mighty name, mighty name, in thy name alone we will. Shall come the blessed moment when the battle shall be won, when the mighty name Jesus shall exalt us to the throne. Mighty name, mighty name, in that name alone we win. Mighty name, mighty name.
conquering Satan, death and sin. So you can see, between the spiritual warfare section and the section on prayer, a lot of these hymns could be in either section. It could be, this could be sung as a battle charge, you know. Mighty name of Jesus,
amen.
Conquering Satan, death, and sin.
Amen.
Very, very good hymn. Most of the hymns that we're singing today are Brother Nee's and Brother Lee's hymns, because they have the kind of thought of the priest of the right, the priesthood of prayer. You know, that the priesthood's service is a service of prayer. So there's a corporate side even of praying, and then fighting the battle in the body, not just, you know, individual. It's just not the armor of God for me, myself, you know, to be protected. It's in the body. So a lot of the corporate side is there. That's why many of the hymns in this section on prayer are Brother Nee's and Brother Lee's hymns. Emmy Barber wrote the one we just sang, and she also wrote 778, which I'll just sing this a little to you. Keep up the song of faith, however dark the night, and as you praise, the Lord will work to change your faith to sigh, to change your faith to sigh. This is a very sweet hymn. We sing it often in the prayer meeting. It's also good for personal time, that you know, you have to keep, we are people of hope. We're not without hope. And we may not see the answer of our prayer. We, generally speaking, we don't see the answer right away. And, you know, it takes time for the Lord to answer prayers. But we need to keep up the song of faith, right? And don't be discouraged. Verse 3, let's read that together. Keep up the song of faith. The foe will hear and flee. Oh, let not Satan hush your song, for praise is victory. Just keep praising the Lord. Hallelujah! I think this is, you know, strengthening the points in Chronicles about the ones, you know, the singers leading the charge with praises. Okay. Then we go on to 779, which is Chinese 563, Spanish 331. Pray with one accord in spirit. This is a very important hymn in the section on prayer, because it mentions the matter of one accord. The prayer is in spirit, but it's in with one accord in spirit. Let's sing a few of these verses.
Pray with one accord in spirit, not according to our thought, but alone by the anointing, as the Lord has ever sought. Pray with one accord in spirit, not according to our thought, but alone by the anointing, as ever. Verse 3. Pray with one accord in spirit, pray as in heavenlies, all the earthly interests treading, fight the principalities. Pray with one accord in spirit, not according to our thought, but alone by the anointing, as the Lord has ever sought.
Verse 4.
Pray with one accord in spirit, supplicate relatedly, seek the Lord, His mind leading. Pray with one accord in spirit, not according to our thought,
by the anointing as ever saw.
Six.
Pray with one accord in spirit, seeking God in unity. In the spirit of the body, pray and walk in harmony. Pray with one accord in spirit, not according to our thought, but alone by the anointing, as the Lord has ever sought.
Of course, this is from Acts, when the Lord, after the resurrection, encouraged the disciples to pray until he comes, you know, until he was descended upon them in Pentecost. Then they were praying in one accord. And then you also even have their prayer in Acts 13 in Antioch when the Spirit said, "Separate Barnabas and Saul to me." These are examples and situations where the saints, the church, the new, you know, what, not much history to the church there. It was just brand new, the first, you know, years, number of years, maybe a couple of decades. There was a lot of experiences of the prayer in one accord together, and then the word of God was multiplied. And even some, you know, there was the prayer, strong prayers, and it shook the jail and, you know, broke the bars and freed Peter and the apostles. So there's a power to prayer. And especially when we pray with one accord. And for that we need, we didn't sing verse 2, but for that we need to deny the soul by the cross. Pray with one accord in spirit, by the cross deny the soul. All desires and all intentions let the spirit now control. So we need this kind of prayer in the prayer meetings, and this is a good hymn to call when you have that sense that we need that. All of these hymns are good, 780, 781. We just don't have time to sing them all. Let's look at 783. And we sing this to the alternate tune, 769, which is at the bottom there. Pray to touch the throne of God. Let's sing the whole hymn and then declare the verses that touch you.
Pray to touch the throne of God. Touch the throne of grace divine. Grace to find and mercy too, which will meet the need of mine. Pray to touch the throne of God. Deeply sense thy need, grace in the Spirit, stay with God, fellowshipping face to face. Pray to touch the throne of God, learning all the wealth of grace, ever take and ever God the thanks and praise. Pray to touch the throne of God. Pray to throne of power too. In the name of Jesus Christ, deal with what you have to do. Pray to touch the throne of God. By the living hand of faith, exercise authority over all the power of death. Pray to touch the throne of God. Pray to shake the evil power. Pray with kingship on throne. Pray with Christ this very hour.
Amen. 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 Right. Did you notice anything in this hymn particularly that strikes you? The progression of the verses. Personal to corporate. What else? Our needs to God's needs. Yeah, good. Yeah. What else? Yeah. From what? Yeah, but that's not a contract. That's not a progression. From what to exercise authority? From grace, from just enjoying grace to exercising authority. This to me is very striking, right? Touch the throne of grace to find mercy, right? That's the verse, right? We come to the throne of grace there where we may find mercy, receive mercy and find grace for timely need. This is a personal thing, which will meet the need of thine. Then, deeply sense thy need of grace, stay with God, fellowshipping face to face, learning all the wealth of grace, ever take and ever taste, giving God the thanks of praise. Pray to touch the throne of God, then the churn. Touch the what? Throne of power too. If it starts with touch the throne of power and authority, we would, you know, right? But because we're enjoying grace, we're enjoying, then we have to realize, wait a minute, there's power here. Touch the throne of power. Now, as many have said, it's not just for my personal need. Now it meets God's need to, you know, it's really from expression to authority. It's really Genesis 1:26 as well, right? We're expressing the God, enjoying Him. He's filling us. But now the throne of power. And in the name, deal with the devil, right? Exercise authority over the power of death. Let's read the last verse. This is something, huh? Pray to touch the throne of God. Pray to shake the evil power. Pray with kingship on the throne. Pray with Christ. Pray with kingship on the throne. This is related to power and authority to shake the evil power. We need this kind of prayer. But without enjoying grace, you won't have the strength to pray this kind of prayer. But here again, hymns are the expression of the experiences of the writer. So Brother Lee has this experience, and he recognizes this experience. The brothers who wrote these hymns, that yes, we need to come forward to the throne of grace to receive mercy and find grace. But we also need to realize this throne is also the throne of God's authority. It's a throne of power. Now, from this throne, from this position of power, we can exercise authority. It's to the church is the transmission, right? He's the head over all things to the church. But we are the ones that can bind what he has bound. We can loose what he has loosed. He needs us to lay the tracks for him to bind, to lay the tracks for him to loose. And so we need this kind of experience. We need the throne of grace, but we need to recognize that once we touch the throne of grace, we're enjoying grace and mercy. It's not just for us. We now need to pray prayers to bind the strong man, to loose, prayers to frustrate him, to confound him. Amen. So that is 83, right? Okay. Now, hymn 784, we're not going to sing the whole thing, but this is this is a famous tune. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. Famous tune on prayer is What a Friend We Have in Jesus. But Brother Lee took this tune and wrote Pray to Fellowship with Jesus. It's deeper. It's more, you know, it's more experiential. So 784, Spanish 336, I think, and the Chinese is 568. Let's sing the first verse of this one.
Pray to fellowship with Jesus, in the Spirit seek His face, ask and listen His presence, waiting in the secret place. Pray to fellowship Jesus, Spirit, seek His face. Ask and listen His presence. Pray in the secret faith.
Verse 4.
Pray to fellowship Jesus, speaking not in pretense. Ask according to the Spirit, praying by inner sense. Pray to fellowship Jesus, in the Spirit seek His face. Ask and listen His presence, waiting the secret place.
6.
Pray to fellowship Jesus, bathing His countenance, saturated with His beauty. Pray to fellowship Jesus, His face, ask and listen His presence, waiting in the secret place.
This is also a sweet hymn to, for your personal time, very touching and very enlightening. Pray to fellowship with Jesus. You know, and to me, the verse 4 is also very crucial. Praying by the inner sense. We need to learn to follow the anointing in our time with the Lord, in our prayer to the Lord. This is particularly, of course, this is necessary in the prayer meeting. We need to follow the flow of the prayer meeting. But it's also, we need to learn to do this in our personal time. When we, in the Word or in singing a hymn or something, we have a little feeling from the Lord, just pray that back to the Lord. Continue to pray that. And that's where the anointing is. And the more you feel the flow there, just continue to pray along that line. And maybe praying for some relatives or someone to be saved. It could be praying for a situation that you know about, of some saints or a church. But just find, you know, whenever you sense that anointing, stay there. Follow that inner sense. It may take you, you may never come back to the hymn, that's okay. Just spend the time to fellowship with the Lord and learn how to pray according to this, the Lord's leading. That will make your spirit keener to the Lord's anointing. The more you obey the anointing, the keener your sense gets. And then, you, when the saints have a problem, you know, someone comes to you with a situation and you're praying and you're considering how to answer them, your sense is keener as to how to respond to them. And that's really the Lord's answer to them. And that may meet their need. But it may not be the, you know, logical path or the, you know, the standard practical path that they might get advice from someone else. But it could be the Lord's leading. But we have to develop this sense of following the anointing from within. Let's look at 786. We usually use the second tune. This is another kind of topic, laboring with the Lord. We don't have another hymn in the section on prayer about laboring with the Lord in prayer, which is really what prayer is. It's laboring with the Lord. But here's a hymn that kind of describes this experience more specifically and encourages us in this way.
Pray to labor with the Lord. Pray to pave the way for Him. Pray to move Him and be moved from the center to the rim. Pray to labor with the Lord. Be identified with Him. Pray to His purpose and His aim, till His blessing floodeth in. Pray to labor with the Lord, and self-will must ever cast away all His purpose to fulfill. Pray to labor with the Lord, let the Lord initiate all the plan and all the work, then through us He'll operate. Pray to labor with the Lord, till the wheel begins to move. Pray together with the Lord, the church His power shall prove.
A lot of these phrases are from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 1. This is the wheel within the wheel, right? Pave the way for Him till the wheel begins to move. I think the last line of each stanza is quite wonderful, right? Let's read the last line from each verse, starting from the center, right? From the center to the rim, till His blessing floodeth in, all His purpose to fulfill. Then through us He'll operate, till the church His power shall prove. We need to pray until the blessing floods in. Till the church proves the power of God, right? Then we keep praying. Then through us He'll operate. And His purpose to fulfill. We're here to fulfill His purpose. We're not here just for anything else. We are here for God's purpose to be fulfilled. So we need a lot of laboring with the Lord. Now, Brother Lee mentioned that one of the the sections of the prayer meeting is to revive His work. So we do have a marvelous hymn on Revive Thy Work, O Lord. Let's just sing verse 1. We'll close with this hymn, and then I want to know from you what are the new hymns you learned this week, and then we can open up for some sharing. Okay? 797. We don't have this in Spanish. Chinese 567.
Every soul, and let Thy people.
Let's try it again. Verse 1.
revive thy work, O.
Let's try verse 1 again.
Revive thy work, O Lord. Now to thy saints appear. O speak with power to every soul, and let thy people hear. Revive thy work, O Lord, while here to thee we bow. Descend, O grace, us, Lord, descend. Come and bless us now.
5.
Revive thy work, O Lord, and make thy servants bold. Convict of sin and work once more in the days of old. Revive thy work, O Lord. Bow, descend, O gracious Lord, descend. O come and bless us.
Verse 3.
Revive thy work, O Lord. Exalt thy precious name. May thy love in every heart be kindled to a flame. Revive thy work, O Lord, while here to thee we bow. Descend, O gracious Lord, descend. O come and bless us now.
This is a very inspiring hymn to pray that the Lord would stir us up, right? Kindle, is that what it says? May thy love in every heart be kindled to a flame, that his work could be revived. So, Beverly mentioned this as one of the sections, so I thought we could end with that. So, our hymnal is very, very rich and full. We didn't touch half the hymns on prayer, but I thought we should touch some of these more important ones that we often sing in the prayer meetings and kind of just see. There are distinctions, and so you can, the more you know them and you know that, then the more you can call the hymn that maybe could strengthen that meeting that night, because that's the feeling that the Lord is giving the saints in that meeting. Okay, so your assignment was to learn a new hymn this week. So what are the hymns you learned? 607. Let's look at that one. Why don't you play that once for us? We don't have a translation for this. I don't think we do. Neither Chinese or Spanish. Go ahead, play it for us.
Shall last
and our eternal home.
It's a very good hymn. You did not know this before this week? This is a famous hymn. It's Isaac Watts. This is a famous hymn. Oh God, our help in ages past. Yeah. I know we don't sing it much, but it's good. Good hymn. Very good. What else? The new hymns you learn. 522? This is a good hymn. We have 237. We have this in Spanish, right? Amen.
O Christ, in thee my soul has found, thus found alone in thee. The peace, the joy sought so long, the bliss till now unknown. Now none but Christ can satisfy, none other name for me. Love and life and lasting joy, Lord Jesus, bound in. Verse 3. I tried the broken cyst's Lord, but the waters failed. Even as I stooped to drink, they fled and mocked me as I wailed. Now none but Christ can satisfy, none other name for me. There's love and life and lasting joy, Lord Jesus, found in thee.
This is a very good hymn. This is a good hymn for the gospel meeting. We sing this quite often in the English gospel meeting. Because now none can Christ, but now none but Christ can satisfy. And then, I tried the broken cisterns. We have a lot of broken cisterns experiences, right? We tried this, we tried that. It doesn't satisfy. So the saints can testify during the hymn singing to that. And very helpful. Amen. Another one. What? 631. Ah, this is a wonderful hymn. 631. Spanish 297? 297 in Spanish. Chinese 464. Go ahead.
If I know Christ's risen power, I must ever love the cross. Life from death alone arises, there's no gain except by cross. Oh, if no death, no life, if no death, no life. Life from death alone arises, if no death, no life. If I'd have Christ formed within me, I must breathe my final breath, live within the cross's shadow, put my soul life unto death. If no death, no life, if no death, no life, life alone from death arises, death, no life. If God through the eternal Spirit nail me ever with the Lord, only then, as death is working, will his life through me be poured. If no death, no life,
death, no life. Life from death alone arises, if no death, no life.
Amen. Marvelous. Another one. 579. This is a wonderful hymn.
Jesus, I am resting, resting in the joy of what Thou art. I am finding out the greatness of Thy loving heart. Thou hast bid me gaze upon Thee, and Thy beauty fills my soul. For by Thy transforming power, Thou hast made me whole. Jesus, I am resting, resting in the joy of what Thou art. I am finding out the greatness of Thy loving heart.
How many of you have never sung this hymn before? Oh, very good. It's a wonderful hymn. Do we have it in Spanish? I don't think so. No Spanish. Okay. Okay, verse 2.
Oh, how great Thy loving kindness, vaster, broader than the sea. Oh, how marvelous Thy goodness lavished all on me. Yes, I rest in Thee, beloved. Know what wealth of grace is Thine. Know Thy certainty of promise, and have made it the mine.
Let's read verse 4. Ever lift Thy face upon me, as I work and wait for Thee. Neath Thy smile, Lord Jesus, earth's dark shadows flee. Brightness of my Father's face, keep me trusting, trusting, resting. Fill me with Thy grace. It's a very good hymn. 579. 640. You learned this week? You didn't know this one? Huh? Oh, you learned it to another tune. This is the hymnal tune.
Life out of death, dear Master, it is spoken. Here or in the better land. Nay, wherefore wait, the vessel marred and broken shall now be molded by the Father's hand. Life out of death, oh wondrous resurrection, seeds sown in conscious weakness raised in power. Thy life lived out in days of toil and friction. Not I, but Christ, me, from hour to hour.
Verse 4.
Life out of death, blessed mission to be ever, bearing the living
water brimming o'er. With life abundant, river telling that thirsty souls need thirst no more.
Yeah, this is the same tune as 433. So it's not that 433 is an alternate tune. I mean, you know, 433 is... la, da, da, it's the same tune. I am the Lord's. Da, 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 da. So this, the hymnal tune is the same. You know, it's the same tune. Anyway. Very good hymn. Life out of death. Amen.
Must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress He kindly will help me. He never loves and cares for His own. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone.
So we kind of know a melody to this one, but play it once through again, Dean. Just the melody. This is not wonderful freedom. But a lot of it is wonderful freedom. But it's different. So don't sing 310, you know. Don't sing wonderful freedom. Let's try it again.
I must tell... Oh, sorry. I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distresses kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for His own. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I can't bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. I must tell Jesus all of my troubles. He is a kind, passionate friend. But if ask Him, He will deliver. And in my griefs with me He will grant. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. Tempted and tried, I need a great Savior, one who can help my burdens to bear. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus,
He all my cares and sorrows will share. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. Oh, how the world to evil allures me. Oh, how my heart is tempted to sin. I must tell Jesus, He will enable victory to win. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. That's very sweet. It's good to learn new hymns. Any other one? What? 646. Trust thyself to Jesus when conscious of sin. Its heavy weight upon thee, its mighty power thin. Then is the power for pleading, his finished work for thee. Then is the time of singing, His blood was shed for thee. Verse 2. Oh, trust thyself to Jesus when tempted to transgress. Thy word, a look of anger or thought of bitterness. Then is the hour for claiming thy Lord to fight for thee. Then is the time for singing, He doth deliver me. Oh, trust thyself to Jesus when daily cares perplex. Thy trifles seem so mighty, thy inner soul to vex. Then is the hour grasping the world to see. Then is the time for singing, He makes it calm for me. Oh, trust thyself to Jesus when thou art wearied sore. Then is the hour for leaning upon. Very sweet. This is very sweet. Trusting in the Lord. Then is the time for singing. My Savior gives me rest. Okay, I'll give you one. 1060.
Thou didst leave thy throne and thy kingly crown when thou camest to earth for me. But in Bethlehem's home was there found no room for thy holy nativity. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus. There is room in my heart for thee. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, come. There is room in my heart for thee. Heaven's arches rang when the angels sang, proclaiming thy royal decree. But a lowly birth came slouched to on earth, and in great humility. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for thee. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, come. There is room in my heart for thee. The foxes found rest, and the birds have their nest in the shade of the forest tree. Thy couch was the sod, O thou Son of God, in the deserts of Galilee. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus. There is room in my heart for thee. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, come. There is room in my heart for thee. Verse 5. When heaven's arches rang and her air shall sing at thy coming to victory, let thy voice call me up, saying, yet that there is room, there is room at my side for thee. And my heart shall rejoice, Lord Jesus, when thou comest and callest for me. And my heart shall rejoice, Lord Jesus, when thou comest and callest thee.
Amen. Old gospel hymn. Amen. Well, it's 4 o'clock. It's kind of late, so I don't know. If you have something to share, stand up and we'll bring the mic out. This is the last of the 4 weeks. So, I don't know how you feel. Would you like to continue? Yeah? So maybe we'll take 2 weeks off, and what is that, April, February 20? College conference, the 20. Take 3 weeks off to when? March what? March 4th? Okay. So we'll take 3 weeks off. We'll come back on March 4th. Amen. Amen. How about we have some prayers? Amen.
You every day.
Amen.
Amen. Lord.